Get the hell out of my head!
I submit that we will have to talk at some point, the voice in his head told him. It sounded faintly amused. Trevor Gray, formerly of the USNA Navy, scowled.
Why? He replied, blunt and challenging. Damn it, Constantine, you've wrecked my life. You know that, don't you?
It was necessary for you to leave naval service. Vital, in fact.
Bullshit. You no longer own me. And I don't think we have a thing to say to one another.
Gray prowled the transparent observation deck extending out over the choppy waters of New York Harbor. At his back, the newly grown towers of what once had been the Manhattan ruins stabbed skyward, gleaming glass and silver in the winter sun. The place had changed during the past year. Changed more than he'd ever imagined possible. The spot where he was standing had been underwater a few months ago. Now it was clean and shiny, with a scattering of civilians who looked like tourists. He could sense Constantine, the powerful AI entity based at Tsiolkovsky, on the far side of the moon, watching him closely from the vantage point of his own in-head circuitry. That took a little getting used to. Constantine's principal hardware might be on the moon, but it's his consciousness could be anywhere within the global net, on Earth, in low orbit, LEO, or in cislunar space. And for sure, a tiny fraction of the super AI was here in Manhattan, interacting with Gray through his in-head circuitry.
I need you, Constantine told him, to meet with Elena Vasilyeva.
Damn it, Constantine, you know how I feel about the pan-Europeans.
The war is over, Captain,
Constantine told him, as though explaining why to a four-year-old. In any case, Ms. Vasilyeva is Russian. They are on our side, remember?
Sorry, Gray said, his mental voice sharp. It's kind of hard to just forget about Columbus, you know.
Which the Russians had nothing to do with, you may recall, Constantine said. In any case, no one is asking you to forget about Columbus.
Gray turned and scowled up at the new towers of Manhattan, his shoulders hunched against the chill, late January wind off the water. He did not, in fact, hate the Europeans. Not exactly. The destruction of the USNA capital at Columbus had almost certainly been an act by rogue elements within the Genevan military. Pan-European attempts to seize territory along the USNA East Coast had been strategic opportunism, pure and simple. And the true casus belli had been their conviction that humankind had to accept Shadar demands and restrict their fast-developing technologies. And Constantine was right. With the signing of the Treaty of London, the war was over. Even the alien Shadar were friends now, of a sort. The recent discovery that they'd been under the influence of intelligent colonies of bacteria had finally enabled humankind to begin to understand just what they wanted and what they truly were. No, Gray might not trust the pan-Euros, but neither did he hate them. His anger right now was reserved for the AI that had arranged to have him drummed out of the Navy. At Constantine's urging, he'd taken the star carrier America to the long-time stellar mystery of KIC-846-2852. A distant F-35 sun, better known as Tabby's Star. What America had brought back, an alien E-virus called the Omega Code, had been of tremendous importance, but his 1,400 light-year detour had been in direct and blatant disregard of orders. Naval officers, even admirals, could not simply ignore the dictates of military command procedure, even when ordered to do so by super AIs. The court-martial board had directed that Gray be reduced in rank to captain and that he retire from the Navy. Only recently had Gray learned that it had been Constantine who'd recommended to the board that he be summarily cashiered. With friends like that.
I'm bringing in a robot shuttle, Constantine told him. Will you meet with Ms. Vasilyeva?
Why? More to the point, why me?
The pan-Euros want to meet you face to face. Ms. Vasilyeva has requested that her team get to speak with you first. You are something of a legend, Captain, even among those who once were the enemy. You have the reputation of a brilliant tactician, and some of them, I believe, are a bit in awe of you.
Gray made a sour face at the obvious attempt at flattery.